As far as the pitching is concerned, I'll give you a positive because ultimately the Mets did win 2 out of 3. And I am a hypocrite because 36 hours ago, we did a Rico Bronya, a snow day Rico Bronya following the game 1 victory. And I conservatively said, just split the next 2 games. Just win this series. Go win this series. Go win the series in Arizona. And it's small chopping wood progress towards creeping towards 500. And I did say that, and I stand by that. And I think big picture, it is true. The Mets 1-2 out of 3, and that's the goal going into any series. I think when you lose games, though, that you should win, and you lose games for specific reasons that cause concerns, that's where you get angry. That's why when you project win this amount of game, win that amount of game, well, let's see how you win the game. Let's see how you lose the game. So grand picture, yeah, the Mets have won back-to-back series. That's all true. And grand picture is go win 2 out of 3 against Arizona, continue to chop wood, continue to slowly but surely cut into the deficit you created, and then maybe you wake up in late June and you're only 3 games under .500. They got a lot of work to do, but winning 2 out of 3 is certainly a part of that process. But when you score 2 runs in Colorado, I'm sorry. I can't just poo-poo that and say, hey, we won the series, no biggie. Now, as far as the pitching is concerned, I am very encouraged by Christian Scott. I really like what I'm seeing from Christian Scott. First of all, and I think there was an emailer who pointed this out after his last start, such similarities to Zach Wheeler. It's not just the 45 that he wears. It's not just the way he holds the glove up to his head. But Christian Scott's got a presence, and I thought he was impressive in this game. He got off to an incredible start. He struck out the first 2 guys. He went 6 up, 6 down on only 17 pitches. He worked out of trouble in the 3rd inning when he gave up that double to Kyle Karros. Unfortunately, and what else is new, ahead in the count, he gives up an RBI single to Willie Castro, which was disappointing because that's kind of the Mets' MO. They'll be ahead of the count. There'll be a pitch that's right there, and that's how you give up a run. 2 outs and ahead of the count. It's like a Mets specialty. And it was frustrating because, and this would end up defining Christian Scott's performance, the 4-pitch walk. Right before Castro got that RBI single. And maybe, I don't know what it was, but he lost Troy Johnston and walked him on 4 pitches, which set up the Willie Castro RBI single with Scott ahead of the count. But he was able to get out of that inning, got the first 2 guys out in the 5th inning, and then the 4-pitch walk to Edward Julian cost him the game. Do I agree with Carlos Mendoza taking him out? Let me address that. So Scott was at 82 pitches. He was going 3rd time around the batting order, and he was about to face Mickey Moniak, who he actually got out twice so far. I was in favor of allowing Christian Scott to have 1 more batter, but I understand a 4-pitch walk being enough for Carlos Mendoza to say, let me get him out before this thing gets bad. That's not why Mendy took him out. Sometimes you agree with someone for the wrong reasons or for different reasons. He was taken out because at 82 pitches, they are still being very careful with Christian Scott. And if you look at how many pitches he has thrown in the minor leagues, he hasn't gone much past 82.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Will there be a point this season where he can exceed that number? I hope so, because if he's going to take the baseball every 5 days and he's going to be capped out at 80 to 85 pitches, he's very rarely going to go 6 innings, which is that benchmark that you have for a starting pitcher in 2026. 5 isn't good enough. 6? Okay. You feel okay about 6 innings. Now you're only asking your bullpen for 9 outs. I didn't hate Mendy taking Christian Scott out. I think if we're being real about where Scott is coming off of Tommy John surgery, even if you allow him to face Mickey Moniak, that's going to be his last batter. He goes to Oscar Brazoban, who does his job. I mean, he gets Mickey Moniak out. Unfortunately, and it's the old base on ball, as Bob Murphy would say, the two walks in the sixth inning, the wild pitch did him in, and then he gets unlucky, gives up the little bloop double to Jake McCarthy, again, ahead of the count. It is unbelievable on this road trip, a road trip that so far is 4-2, but how many times in those two losses they have given up RBI hits, not just with two outs, but ahead of the count. When this road trip is over, I'm going to have a count. We're going to have a counter. A two-out, head-of-the-count counter in terms of how many runs the Mets have given up. But here's what sucks, and it goes back to the offense, and I don't want to go too much back into that. But when Brazoban gives up that RBI double to Jake McCarthy in the bottom of the sixth inning, and it's a 2-1 game that turns into a 2-2 game, we're all thinking the same thing, which is they're not scoring another run. I mean, now you're going to need perfect pitching from your bullpen to maintain. And to a degree, they got it. Austin Warren comes in after he issues a walk. He strikes out Brett Sullivan with the bases loaded, so he makes a big pitch. He gets out of a one-out walk situation by getting Tyler Friedman to bounce into a double play. So Austin Warren continues to be worth holding on to. He continues to be worth having a major league roster spot. And then you've got Craig Kimbrel. Craig Kimbrel is not in the circle of trust. The only reason Craig Kimbrel appeared in a tie game in the bottom of the eighth inning is because Tobias Myers and Sean Manaea pooped the bed. And this is why there are certain games, there are certain moments, there are certain situations that may feel innocuous at the time because it doesn't impact you winning or losing, but baseball's a long season. It's a long-ass season, as a wise man once said. And so what happens the night before can screw you the next day. When Tobias Myers comes into a game and it's 8-0, what you can't do is give up two home runs and four extra base hits versus the first six batters you face. You can't face seven batters and give up five base hits. Tobias Myers doing that caused Brooks Raley to not only have to pitch in this game, but get four outs. If Brooks Raley isn't asked to get four outs after the Mets had an 8-0 lead on Wednesday night, then Brooks Raley is being asked to get big outs in a tie game in the bottom of the eighth inning. Tobias Myers has mostly been good as a New York Met. That performance on Wednesday night cost them the next night. The Sean Manaea thing, look, I think right now we're all mad at Sean Manaea. I tweeted out after that performance, get him off my roster. And I think most Met fans feel that way. I don't think Sean Manaea and his performance on Wednesday directly impacted the Met bullpen and the results of Thursday's game nearly as much as Tobias Myers. And just hear me out on that. Because when Manaea came in the ninth inning, and he failed too, four or five batters get on base and it forces you to use Devin Williams. I don't think Devin Williams was ever coming in eighth inning tie game on the road. So it may have affected this game later on, but it was the fact that Myers forced Carlos Mendoza to use Brooks Raley and Luke Weaver, two relievers that, say what you want about Weaver specifically, Raley I think we all trust, but you trust both of those guys more than you trust Craig Kimbrel. And they did not appear in Thursday's game because of the way Tobias Myers pitched. We can rip Sean Manaea. I'm going to. We'll talk about game two in a second and if he should be on the roster or not. But if we're being fair, and sometimes it's difficult to not, you know, use our biases to impact what we think, Sean Manaea crapping the bed on Wednesday was not as bad in terms of impacting the next day as Tobias Myers crapping the bet. And it forced Carlos Mendoza to use lesser relievers. But just to bring it back, does it matter if you can't score runs? Does it matter if you're stuck at two when you're playing at Coors Field against the Colorado Rockies, who came in with a team ERA almost near five? So we can get nuts about bullpen management and who screwed up on Wednesday and who it forced to pitch on Thursday. But if you're scoring two runs in Coors Field, you're asking for perfection. And right now, that's kind of the way it feels. I know they scored 10 runs 2 days ago or a day ago, but more times than not, this is an offense that caps out at scoring three or four runs, and that's not enough. You score four runs even in Major League Baseball, you got a bad offense. That offense isn't good enough. They need more. They need more from the LD offense, and unfortunately, I don't know where that's coming from.